Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
James.
Hi, Jürgen. It was a pretty dominant performance. What pleases you most about it? What way do you look at it? You dominated United at home, but you haven't quite done enough to win the game.
Let me say, besides the result, there's a lot of positive about it, this game. It's just, you could say that the decisive stuff, the scoring part, is obviously was not there today. We maybe one or two more bit unlucky in other moments, not calm enough, a bit too much in a rush. But the start in the game was the best we had this season. The counter pressing was the best we had this season. The intensity was outstanding. And the amount of finishes is outstanding. But when you have this amount of finishes, you should have a few more on target. That's another point which was obviously not great. And the goal, if he would have scored it whenever, would have changed everything, because they were obviously not here to lose somehow. They were here to monitor the result, and they fought hard for it, credit to them. So we just had to keep going and tried pretty much everything, changed system, bought fresh players. And everything could have worked out if we made just this one better decision. It was really unlucky with the Trent finish, I would say. And I think Onana didn't even react on that, because it was just didn't make any sense, because if the ball rolls in, it's in. But it rolls on the wrong side of the post. Ibu, if he's more often in these situations, I think he could have scored there. And then other situations where we finished. When we took the shot there, I have to watch it back, because in the moment my feeling was we have to take the overlap, you use the overlap, or we have to use a player who would have been probably free in the center, because the way United defended was with a lot of passion. The way we played disorganized them quite frequently, but in the end you didn't see that, because then they were deep in the box and then they just threw themselves into the balls. And the shots, and if a team defends like that, there's always a free player, because then rather two than one wants to block the ball, so it means somebody else is probably free. That we didn't see that, and that's why we drew the game. That's how it is.
Tushy.
We will see. It's not. He told me directly after the game, it got worse during the game. So it means it's not a bam. So he fell a little bit and didn't show immediately. And we hoped it will go by. Didn't. And there was this really intense sprint with the ball, which ended at the 18-yard line with a collision. I hope it's not that serious, but we have in the next, 10 days? 3 more games, so I don't know if he will be part of them or one of them. We will see. We have to make a scan, obviously. No hamstring.
Mona? Richard?
Is he too slightly lost form a bit in the last few weeks?
No, not at all. It might have had until 2 or 3 games ago, where it was a slight, the development from the first impression he made, obviously. It was always clear that things will not go like this. He's still a very young boy, but he was exceptional today in a lot of situations in the game, but then we lost a couple of balls that had nothing to do with the substitution or whatever. It's just you have options to do it, and we wanted to change system, and then you have to think who we wanted to have Joey then higher, put him prop on the wing, same for Kosti, so you need players in these half spaces. There was then Cody right, Lucho left, Mo putting in the center, and then we changed again with Harvey on 10, and that's the thing. It's just we play a team, we play man marking, yeah? So each little tweak can make a massive difference if you use it. And actually, we were there. We were there. We had these moments when we passed the ball to the outside. If we there, find the overlap, and then even the overlaps were there in moments. Then we shoot the ball to the outside of the net instead of let them make a mistake. If you bring that ball in the six-yard box, it's super difficult to defend because there are a lot of legs. It can be a Man United leg who brings the ball over the line. These were the moments where we were not really there. And that was the problem. I said we score an early goal, it would have been great. It would have changed everything. We were ready to use that, but we didn't. And then it becomes more and more intense. It was a really tough game. Then they had their counterattacks, which obviously is then, I would say, avoid that with the quality they still have for 90 minutes. That would have been really insane. So they had their moments, but not even close to what they could have had because of the counter press. So I like that a lot. We had a lot of good performances. It was actually the last part. And I said it before, in a moment when we scored these four screamers against Fulham, I knew that one day we will sit there and think, you better wouldn't have shot, you would have passed. So it's completely normal. Eh? So, but that we are in a rush, you see them with the quality of the shots because these boys are able to do insane things from distance. But today the ball was for the easiest saves for Onana pretty much because the ball rolled in his arms. So that shows the technique is not there, not because you don't have it, but just because you rush the moment. And that's it.
Last one, Ollie.
Jürgen, it's nearly Christmas. The season's not young anymore. Do you see it as, do you see this as an open title race, or do you see one favourite?
I couldn't really be interested, to be honest. I'm happy that we are in the area where we are, but I don't know exactly why we opened that discussion, this bottle that early. It's December, it's the toughest period of the year. Everybody has to get through that somehow. Everybody has to dig really deep to get through it. When you're in the cup competition still, then that makes life not easier. Arsenal has a week off. We play midweek against West Ham, which is not a friendly game, obviously. It's a quarter-final. And that's all tough. So get through this and open your eyes again in April and have a look where you are. And then I'm more than happy to discuss that, absolutely. But in a moment, I'm not nervous or whatever because we didn't win today or stuff like this. But we all have to learn again to deal with the situation. It's like nobody expected us, obviously, there. I didn't think about it, so that means I thought it's possible, but didn't really think about it. So now we are where we are, and now we have to make sure we don't make any negative out of that. That we, in a game, maybe we think we should have already do that or should have been already there. We're exactly where we belong because of the performances we had. That you can read, I mean it, you can discuss and write whatever you want. I honestly mean it. It's just, I don't really understand it. If we talk about us and say, okay, the performances in moments are not that convincing, that's my job to see the areas where we have to improve, and we know that. And of course we can improve. And now we are in a situation all of a sudden where you are really disappointed what we are. When you draw against United, that's just, it's a bit strange, but it's how it is. So that's, it's all okay. We are in the position we belong, and from here we go. And we will see. We have already injured, we have our injuries as well. Nobody speaks about our injuries, but we still have them. And it doesn't help, obviously, with the amount of games especially. And it will be really tough. My boys, for me today, look like they are really ready just to give it a proper try. And then we will see what that means exactly. But for today, if you take the right things out of this game, then this was super important game. Because, how I said, the counter press was the best we played with this group. We had to come back a couple of times for different reasons. Tonight we were, from the first whistle, spot on, which is really important as well. So that's all positive. But when you are that intense and then make the right and calm decisions in the decisive moments is another step. And we will see what we can do in that department.
Thank you, everyone.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.